Hello, how are we all? Are we in the Christmas spirit? I kind of feel like, see when it's frosty and it's snowy, I feel more Christmassy spirited, if that's, yeah, I think that's right. See this rain, please, God, take it away. Like, don't want snow, don't want ice, and I don't want skidding about the place. But see that frosty, wintry, crispy morning, I don't mind that. Put it this way, I like to be dry. If I'm cold, I can wrap up. I can add layers. I can look even more like the Michelin man. But when it's the rain and you get wet and you're soaked through, and say you're going to work, you can't heat up for the rest of the day, in my opinion. Might just be me and my, in inverted commas, ailing moments. There's plenty of them. So, did you all listen to last week's episode about scams? I think somebody might have been listening that we didn't want to listen, because the next day I got a scam text, and it was, give them their due, it was a good one. So this one was from TikTok, and you know where in your text, if it's not a number that's come in your phone, it's got the bit where it's got either the phone number or the name to say who sent it. It said TikTok. There was like no number or anything, whereas a lot of them use like mobile numbers and whatever. So I realised straight away it wasn't, because I work, I wouldn't say relatively closely with TikTok, but I do work up, I don't just upload, put it that way, do a bit of extra stuff and whatever else, and got management involved and just double checked and clarified with the manager. I mean, they did give it away when they said, we've looked over your CV very carefully and we think that we can offer you a job. Nobody's seen my CV since 2013 when I became a sole trader, self-employed. So that kind of gave it away, but then Aileen being blonde thought, maybe that's just something to say. Let's just double check anyway. And that's how they get you. That's how these scammers get you, because you're like, question your own thoughts, you question your own instincts and what you know is a genuine thought of yours, what you know that is not a genuine communication from them. You question that, you start to think, is it not? And I'd put a message in my TikTok management's group chat and said, listen, just to let you all know, I got this scam message this morning, blah, blah, blah. And one of the boys, who's also managed by the same management, he came back and said that he works in a bank, and he had actually had that somebody call up about that exact same text the day before. So it seems to be doing the rounds. So somebody's been trying to trick me. Let's get her. Let's see if she actually knows what scams are really all about. Yes, I did, my friend. I did not send you my CV, and nor did I accept your job vacancy. Thank you. I mean, I did say in the group chat as a joke, I know it's a scam and all that, but I'll take their money if they want to give me it, because Christmas is coming fast, and it is coming fast. 3 weeks. 3 weeks today. And we'll be ho ho hoing round the Christmas table. Santa will already have been in some houses, not on all. What was I going to say? Yeah, I've been ill the last couple of days. So this episode is actually going up a couple of hours later, because I have been throwing up, spewing my load, head down the toilet pan since, it was either Sunday or Monday. I think it was Monday. I've just been lying on the couch feeling sorry for myself. I look like Casper. Anybody else, when you don't feel well, you just like feel sorry for me. Poor me. I mean, not poor me as in, you know what I mean. So yeah, I've been feeling sorry for myself the last couple of days. I'm scared to eat anything because I literally eat a crumb and I am throwing it back up. It was Monday because I hadn't ate anything since the Sunday at lunchtime because I knew I was just not feeling quite right and no appetite. And even when I started throwing up on the Monday, I hadn't ate anything. So do you know that way? It's just like all the fluids that you've taken in, and it's harder to get them up. I'm sorry, this is TMI, isn't it? Anyway, moving on from it, I am still feeling a bit delicate. And I've been trying to catch up today on everything that I've not done the last couple of days. Plus, I was working today. And trying to stay next to your toilet as much as possible. So, we are recording this at 6 p.m. in the hope that it will be up between 8 and 8:30 p.m. So, I'm presuming this is not going to be a super long episode. I don't like being late for things, especially, you know, I'm one of the ones that I've always taught my boys, and I've always lived by, listen, see if you're going for a night out with your pals and you're late, you're 10 minutes late, you're half an hour late, whatever, that makes no odds. That makes no odds to me, or if you're going out for like shopping or whatever, unless you've obviously booked a table and you're set by times. But if you're not set by timings, if you're running a wee bit late, you're running a wee bit late, like, chill out. But anything important, exams, college, school, university, jobs, interviews, anything like that, anything to do with work, whatever, then you have to be, in my opinion, early, and you need to be at least 10 minutes early, in my opinion. I'm always early for things like that. Anything else doesn't matter. But anything important, I'm always early. If I'm going somewhere, like for example, my son, when he was going for one of his first job interviews, when he just left college, and we hadn't been to this place before, so we kind of knew where it was, but weren't 100% sure. And when I googled it, it was like, say, 20 minutes away. But I said, no, we're leaving an hour early because we don't know. And a good job we did, because we got lost. And we literally got there like 10, 15 minutes before the interview. So take my advice, be early. Be late, Aileen. Don't be late, our son. Although now he realises it and he's the same as me. He goes into work early. Not too early, but like 10 minutes or whatever, because he's got to get his overalls and everything on as well, because he's a mechanic. So yes, I believe in being early for important things and not so much for non-important things. Although, you would think you would be on time for your own funeral, wouldn't you? Not my uncle. My uncle was late for his own funeral, and I just hope my wee auntie doesn't mind me telling this story. I hope I'm not going to get in trouble. So, my uncle get locked in there. We can laugh about it. We were laughing about it on the day, to be fair. My auntie wasn't, because she was panicking, but we were laughing about it. Trust him to be late for his own funeral type thing. So he was locked in the funeral parlour because somebody went home with the keys, but they weren't opening up the next day. So the person who was opening up the next day didn't have any keys, and then they were all kind of scattering about to try and get keys. So I'm sure he was something like half an hour late for his own funeral. I mean, the priest didn't mind. He was like, ah, nothing you can do about it. So, yeah, there's a story. We always make that joke, don't we, about, you'll be late for your own funeral, I'll be late for my own funeral. But my uncle actually was late for his own funeral. He was locked in, caged up. But yeah, we had a right good laugh about that, and we still do to an extent. But God love him. So he's so... He's like my second dad. So there you go. This week, is everybody starting to get ready for Christmas, or are we kind of waiting? Because you've got two different people, haven't you? You've got the people who are super, super early and probably already got their Christmas decorations up. They've probably wrapped their Christmas presents and they have probably already started making the Christmas dinner and putting it in the freezer. That's one category of people. Then you've got me, who says she's going to be early every single year, and every single year she's still running about Christmas Eve. Now, I was going to put my Christmas decorations up on Sunday. Then I didn't because I started to feel unwell. I had to go for a sleep. By the time I woke up, boys wanted fed, blah, blah, blah. Had to get washings done, whatever. We're on Wednesday and they're still not up. I have made space. That's a start. Made space for the tree, but I have not physically taken any tree or any decorations out of the cupboard of doom, and I don't know when I will. I have started my Christmas shopping. I always start my Christmas shopping around about September, October, and then come the end of October, start of November, I stop. every year I never learn from the previous year. So we went out today in the hope to get a few things. We got one. It's a main present, so that's a start. Me and my son went out, we got his main present. Mother, son, I need to order his main present online because you can't get it in any shops, I don't think. And then what else? It's all the extra bits, isn't it? That's what adds up. Got my mum finished. I still need to get something for my brother and my sister-in-law. Do I? Yeah, I do. And all the wee extra bits. So I don't know what I'm doing this year. I have completely lost the plot. Losing hours, minutes, seconds and days is what I'm losing. So I think the moral of that story is, don't be like Aileen. Be like Aileen when it comes to important things. Now, you'd think Christmas was important, wouldn't you, to some people? It is important to me because I know I always get everything in that I plan on getting. It's just I don't ever get it in before Christmas Eve. And that's just the way it is. And I think that's probably the way it's going to be till the end of my time. Anyway, what we're going to talk about this week. I'm not doing a serious one this week, because obviously I'm unwell and I've not organised. That's the honest truth of it. So I just thought I'd let you all laugh at Aileen. So, I've got two people. In fact, I need to text one when I finish this. I've got two people lined up for the Christmas episodes. One is... I think I told you about her last week. I was supposed to speak to her on Monday, but she had a few family things going on, so I'm in pain, I'm in sore, I can't get comfortable. Supposed to speak to her on Monday, text her on Monday, but she was having a bit of a drama going on. Not a bad one, just I think her heating or something had broke, her boiler had broke down, so she was waiting to get that fixed and what have you. So I said, listen, don't stress yourself out, let's just play it by ear. We've still got a couple of weeks before we need to really record hers anyway, so I have to text her tonight to see if she's got heating yet and if she's organised enough to speak. If not, I'll arrange to speak to her on a day next week and we'll get hers recorded at some point. I'm recording one on Friday, I think. Spoke to somebody yesterday. This is somebody I used to work with, who's also a friend, and we have so many tales to tell. Like, we worked on markets together, and some of the stories we're going to be telling you is, market trader life, you know. So we'll see for how much gossip we've got there. We won't be able to give any names. In case I'll listen, excuse me, sorry. I have somebody else in mind. She was supposed to come on before, but she had a couple of things going on in her life and then found out she was pregnant. So I still talk to her all the time because she's a friend, but just kind of, we're waiting to see how, when she's feeling up to it, because obviously we all know what early pregnancy is like, and sometimes full pregnancy for some people. So she's feeling up to it before Christmas. We'll get her in on the Christmas ones. I am doing, I think, the karaoke one. Potentially, I don't know. I'm not 100% sure when that one's getting done, purely because I think there's something in the water. One of the main people that are doing that one with me is early stages pregnancy. And I think she's been quite nauseous. I don't know that she's actually been had morning sickness, but she's been quite nauseous. So again, waiting to see how she is. If not, then I'm sure we'll find somebody else to do that, or we'll change it to something different. And I think I've got a few things I might need to order for a couple of the episodes. I'm not sure, so still, I keep chopping and changing my mind about a couple of the episodes. But yeah, they'll be ready for you. They will be out there, because they're all going to be pre-recorded, if that makes sense. So they'll be recorded, like, I'm hoping within the next week or two. So they'll already be uploaded and scheduled to go out on time. I am, what else am I doing? Oh, I want to do a cook with me with yous, is one of the episodes. So if there's anything that yous want to make cook or burn or not cook, because why cook something when you can undercook it or overcook it? So yes, if there's anything, I'm thinking potentially soup and maybe a main course, or I could do soup and a dessert, or a main course and a dessert. It's entirely up to you. I need to use my mum's kitchen to do this, because her kitchen's got more light in it. I've not told her yet. So anybody want to tell Helen I'm going to use her kitchen to record in, then feel free, because either that, or I'm just going to turn up at a door, our door, with all my recording equipment and all the ingredients, and say, ta-da! Yes, I've still not got my button. I'm still doing that for myself. Ta-da! I was out in the car with the youngest today, and a couple of Christmas songs came on, so I was in my glory. He wasn't. By the time we came home, I'm like, you feeling Christmassy yet? And he's like, I guess so. I'm thinking that was just to shut me up. So when we went back out again about an hour ago, because we had to go and pick up something from Curry's, and I says, oh my god, I'm pure raging, there's no Christmas songs on. And he was like, yeah, I wish they would have took that note earlier as well. That sounds really Christmassy. Not. I am also, what am I planning? I'm in an awful lot of pain just now. It's not good. I've got a few things planned for next year for the podcast. I've also got a few things planned in planning stages for both, for my podcast and for this podcast. Sorry, oh my god, I can't talk today. For this podcast, potentially something else coming along, if we can get Danielle a hold of Danielle, because she's back this week, but because she's only back for 1 week, she literally has like 5 minutes here and 10 minutes there, and not enough time for me to record a podcast episode with her. So it might be I need to wait till she goes back to record her episodes and give yous a little hint to what's coming. The therapy business, I've got coming there. A few different things, a few one-to-one things coming, a few businessy things coming, a few new therapies. I don't know, there might be collabs, there might not. That's still in talking terms. Business is so hard, and do you know, see, nowadays there's so many businesses out there, because people, I don't even know how to say it, people want to make the best for their future, for their children or for themselves, or for whatever reason they start a business, or they just want to have that independence of picking their own hours. Or maybe they're like me, who has a child with additional support needs, and it makes it a bit easier to work, especially if you're able to work from home and things like that, and you can pick your hours. Sometimes I do work out and about, sometimes I work from home. It all just depends on the client and family stuff, etc. But it does make it is relatively easy, depending on the business that you're looking to start up. Some businesses you need to put a lot of capital into it, some not. But if anybody is thinking about starting up business and unsure where to start, then give me a message, because I do offer business coaching, and we especially have really good packages for startup businesses. So if you are thinking about it, especially, we all know when we start getting towards the end of the year, beginning of the new year, we think about, oh, what do we want for our future? And that may be something. If you do, you can message this page, or you can message the therapy business, the coaching counselling business, which is The Reboot Sanctuary. And the email for that is thereebootsanctuary@gmail.com. Who's doing Panto this year? I was thinking about this last night. Not doing Panto as in, again, are you in Panto? I'm not. I mean, I think I would make a good jester or something funny. I wouldn't want to be a serious. I don't want to be like Cinderella or anything like that. I don't want to be the fairy godmother, although I'm getting to the age where I probably should be the fairy godmother. But I want to be the daft one in the corner. I want to be the one making you laugh with my old 90-year-old bones, although I'm not 90, but my son does say I am. I think I should be in Panto. I'm going to look into that. I'm not going to look into it. I'm only joking. I could not think of anything. All that, you've got to rehearse for so long, and then you've got to do so many days. Well, you're working 7 days a week, aren't you? And some days you're doing two shows a day, some days you're doing one. And I think, is it a Saturday or a Sunday? I think they do three shows in a day. Not for me, thanks. I'll make you laugh once. That's you had your moment with me. I could be the stand-in, couldn't I? Do you know that way if somebody phones in sick that day, I'll cover your shift. I'll come and tell your jokes for you. But nah, not for me. That's too much hard work. And you need to get all that gear on, don't you? And you've got all the lights. Oh, can I get worse? I'm joking. Anyway, I didn't actually mean to go into a whole rant about if you were in Panto. Is anybody going to see Panto this year? I was thinking about this last night. I've not looked into what pantomimes there are local this year. We went to one last year. My son's not good in crowds, so he didn't particularly cope with it very well. So I think if we were to do it, we would need to go into like the Queen's Box, the King's Box, the Prince's Box. I am the princess. I was going to say coming in your box. I didn't mean that was not meant to come out my mouth. I will book out one of the verandas. That's what I think they should be called, a veranda. I don't even know if people call them verandas everywhere else. A veranda is a balcony attached to your house. So I'll book out the veranda and I'll have that for the night. If we were to do the pantomime this year, I think we would need to book out one of the sort of box things. I don't think it could sit in a crowd again. It really stressed them out. And we were in the back row as well, but yeah, it is what it is. It's such as life. You just adapt to what your needs are and what the people round about you's needs are. Speaking about people with additional needs. Do any of you struggle with like Christmas markets and things like that? Because obviously you've got everybody talking about, oh, can't wait to go to the Christmas market, can't wait to do this, can't wait to do that. But if you are kind of on the spectrum, if you do have neurodivergencies, okay, my words mixed up, but if you do have kind of, if you're sensitive to any of these sort of things like sound, touch, crowds, anything like that, then you maybe don't enjoy what everybody else round about you is enjoying. So how do you cope? Do you just not do it and you're quite happy not doing it? Or do you feel as if you're missing out on something? Or do you just go and try? We tried 1 year, and I think we were in the market, out the market as quick as we went in. And he's quite happy not seeing any, not doing the markets and things, and that's fine. I'm happy with that. As long as he's happy, I'm happy. As long as both my boys are happy, then that's all that I can ask for. My other one, he's just not into, he's as antisocial as me. I don't mind working with my clients and things like that and enjoy it. That's as much social interaction as I need. I don't need to be socialising outside work, thank you kindly. Do not come near my door. Do not ask me to go for a night out. Do not, just don't, please. I've got one of my friends from school, keeps texting me and he's like, when are we having a catch up? When is this? When? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm busy till the end of time. I'm not a socialising person. I used to be. When I was in my teens and my 20s and whatever, I was so social. See, as I'm getting older, I'm like, oh, nah. What about my bed? That's terrible, isn't it? Maybe it's just the winter time. I mean, it's not just the winter time, but let's kid ourselves on. Maybe next year that can be my New Year's resolution, to be a bit more social. I keep making plans with people and then forget because I'm not used to actually following through with the plans. So I'll say, like the girl who I've just realised, the girl who's pregnant, that's supposed to be coming on. Oh, I told you about two people. Anyway, one of the girls that's pregnant that's supposed to be coming on, I'm sure I told her I was going to meet her last weekend. I mean, in my defence, she's not texted me either, so she's forgot as well. Hopefully, maybe. I don't know. But I did forget. Sorry if you're listening. We will catch up soon, I promise. See, unless I've got an alarm on my phone to tell me to do something, I'm not doing it unless somebody comes in and says, Mum, going to make me dinner. There ain't no chance you're getting me to remember anything just now. I'm in my old lady stage phase of life, my middle age. I mean, I think I'm past middle age because I don't even know what middle age is anymore. People say they're middle age when they're about 35. I was 35 a long time ago and I didn't feel middle age then. I feel ancient now, mind you. So how did we get onto this? I was talking about pantomime a minute ago. So yes, I like Christmas markets. I do like the Christmas markets, to be fair. I just don't like getting into town. Like, Glasgow city centre isn't what it used to be. Plus, I worked on markets for a long time, so I know what they're all about. And I know that a lot of the stuff they're saying, I'm going to say it. Sorry, if any of the traders I used to work with are listening to this, I'm sorry. If any of the traders that I didn't used to work with are listening to this, I'm sorry. But I need to be honest. I know how much they're paying for these stalls at these Christmas markets. So I also know how much they're having to potentially add on to each item to cover that stall. We would maybe do a stall at the weekends and it would cost anything between £40 and £100 a day, depending on what market you were at and where you were. This is in Glasgow, but well, Scotland. And I'm not talking about your wee indoor school fairs and I'm talking about your proper outdoor markets. So they would cost anything from between £40 and £100 a day. But your Christmas markets, you're going to eat not the thousands per day, but for a week to 2 weeks, you're talking thousands. And I get everybody's out there to make money, and I get they've got cost to cover and things like that, but sometimes it's a bit of give and take, isn't it? It's like, right, okay, I know you have to make money, I also have to make money, so let's have a wee sit down and think about what I can do here. I had one guy that ran markets who was brilliant. He really was. Shout out to Jordan. That's as much as I'm going to say about his name. Jordan and his granda. I spoke to his granda first, and then I spoke to his granda on the phone to kind of look at booking my stall the first time I was working with him. And then it was Jordan that was actually on the market on the day running it, and his mum as well. Well, his mum wasn't there that day, but she also ran the markets as well when Jordan wasn't there. But that family were so good at coming and going with you. Not to the point where you would, like, walk all over the top of them or anything, because they wouldn't like you anyway. But you wouldn't, because, well, I personally wouldn't. If somebody is kind of coming and going with you, then you need to do the same with them. And I worked with them for a good number of years, and always get a good laugh and whatever else, and they never ever tried to take the actual piss when it came to like fees and things like that. And if you took, like, I eventually, after my first, was it 6 months or a year with them, I ended up with two stalls, and then I was thinking about taking three, and then I was like, Aileen, calm down. I had a Corsa. A wee Corsa, do you know the older Corsas, not the Corsas you get now, the older Corsas, the wee ones, the wee tiny things. I had one of them, and let me tell you, I managed to fill two stalls and have extra stock with me. And everybody would say, she's not getting all that in there. Every time I was packing up, and I had my tables with me as well, by the way. And everybody would stand and watch to see how I would fit. But I had a technique. And people would say, do you want me to help you put it? No, do not touch anything, because I know exactly how it needs to be packed away and put in the car, or it won't fit in. If I do it my way, it will fit in. If I do it your way, it will not fit in. Leave me alone. And then there was a day one of the girls' cars broke down. In fact, it's a girl who's coming on the podcast, the one that I'm going to record with on Friday. So there was a day she broke down, her car broke down, sorry. And I said, I'll give you a lift up the road, because she didn't stay far from the market. And everybody's like, there's not a chance that you're getting all your stuff in and all hers. And Sam's like, listen, don't say that to her, because I've always said it to her, and she somehow manages it. And yes, I get my two stalls worth of stuff in, including all my extras, and I get her stall full of stuff and all her extras in the car. And everybody's like, how did you do that? And I'm like, I'm not telling you, because you doubted me. You doubt me, you do not get to hear how I done it. But yeah, everybody was always amazed every time. And then, have you ever seen the meme on, it's usually Facebook I see on, and it's like a guy on his bike, and then he's got this big trailer behind him, and it's like got 5,000 suitcases stacked on top. The amount of people that sent that meme to me, and like, that's you on market day. And I'm like, I actually feel quite privileged that you think I'm that good. So yes, we have many tales for the market. I love my market days. I couldn't do them now. I really couldn't do them now. I think once you stop doing them and you get out of the working every weekend on the great outdoors, in the great outdoors, and you get used to, like, not having to stand in that cold. It's a thought. We were talking about this yesterday, Monday. Yesterday, I spoke to her on the phone, and we were talking about it, and we were saying, oh, could not do that for love nor money now. Not a chance. So, she still does the same things that she done on the market. She just doesn't sell on markets anymore. But she'll be able to tell you all about that when she comes on. I done some indoor stuff as well some big events, some small events, some sort of school events. Like, I done a lot. I just loved my job. I just at that time. See, if it was an indoor market, I wouldn't, because there's not. Everybody always said that I preferred the outdoor markets because I get more banter. That you've got more leeway in the sense that you can kind of shout over to each other, whereas if you're in an indoor market, there's a bit more of a you can't do that type thing. There's like an unwritten rule. Sometimes I didn't listen to that unwritten rule, but hey, that's me. Rules are made to be broken, if you ask me. Unless I'm making the rules, then you better stick to the rules and don't dare question them. I'm only joking. I don't make rules. Even my boys growing up, I've never been an overly strict mum, but I've never had to be either. My boys were nothing like me growing up. I say that when I was in single figures, I think until I got to about 12, my mum said, I was a good child. Yes, I was very, very, very well behaved. Then I had those teenage years and the monster was created. The monster unleashed. Yeah, I think when I got to about 12, my mum's like, you just know. No, I must have been 13. 12 going on 13. Yeah, 12. Oh, I'm getting confused with my ages. 12, I think. And my mum said, you notice boys, and that was it. That was it. Just, I think everything else went out the window. So it was like, and it, do you know, it wasn't even one of the ones where I constantly had a boyfriend or I was constantly looking for a boy. That just wasn't. My mum just talks a lot of rubbish. I found drink. Maybe she just didn't realise that. I found drink and the monster unleashed. I mean, me and my cousin, she was the influence on everything. She was the one that gave me my first cigarette at 11. I think I told you this story, and the only reason she gave me it was so as I didn't grass her in. I didn't go and tell tales on her. So she made me do that so she had something up against me, so she could say, well, she done it as well. But I wasn't doing it for the age you were doing it, was I? You were a lot younger than me when you started, but yet you're older than me. She made me start drinking. There was a few other things, but I'm not going to talk about them on here because I don't know who listens. And there's some things that some people don't know, and I quite like it that way. Dear God, man, I get myself into some situations. Can everybody pray for me tonight? Because if Helen listens to this, she's going to be like, so you started drinking at what age? So what is it you don't want me to know? Helen, keep your nose out of my business. My business is my business. I'm a grown adult and you cannot tell me what to do anymore. So yes, that is some tales of... maybe we'll make one of the Christmas episodes the tales of Aileen's teenage years. I mean, strap yourself in for that one. That is a whole ride and a half. I maybe need to tell my sons a few things before I tell you. Just in case anybody says, have you heard what your mommy's been saying? Secrets. What's the saying? Stitches get snitches. No. Snitches get stitches. See, I can't even talk right. Snitches get stitches. Anybody grasses me in for anything, you better book yourself in A&E. I'm joking. I'll give you some butterfly stitches. That'll sort you out. I'll get some super glue and glue you back together. I'm telling you, as you're being panto or on stage for something, I bet nobody else is laughing. I bet it's just me. I was like, yeah, I'm funny. I forgot I wasn't feeling well. I feel sick again. Oh dear goodness, I had a wee overcome of emotion. A wee wave of sickness came about me there. So, I don't even know anymore. I've lost my train of thought. Right, so that, are we adding that on? Let me know if you want to know some of these stories, because, I mean, some of them are crackers. There's a flying car, but I think I've told you that one before. But if you've not listened, I could tell you that one again. There's a flying car. The 9 million times my dad dragged me into the car. There's so much happened when I was a teenager that I genuinely don't know how much yet I can tell you, because I don't know how much yet. I'll tell you it all. I don't care. I might not. That might be a lie. I don't tend to tell lies, but that might be a lie. I might keep some bits out, but you won't know if I've kept them out unless somebody grasses on me. So yeah, Aileen and her infamous teenage years. Got a few people that might be sitting going like that, oh, don't bring me into this. Don't tell anybody what we've done. I mean, there's a few people that, God love them, they're not here anymore. But yeah, we did have some good teenage years. Do you know when people say, oh no, I couldn't go back to my teenage years? I genuinely could go back. I don't know that I would go back to school. That's something I'm not, I don't know that I would go back to school, because although my school days weren't horrific, they weren't great. They weren't too bad, to be fair, but I don't know. But I don't mind going back and reliving my teenage years. And as well, like, there's nothing really in life that I've ever said I've regretted. Well, there's nothing I've done that I've said I've regretted. There's one thing that I haven't done that I did regret. But if I would have chose, if I did do that, then my life might not be as it is today, and I might not have my boys and whatever. So in that instance, I don't regret it, but I do regret it for the experience that I would have got. But hey, I made other experiences and they were blooming fantastic. So yes, let's come with me and we'll see if I get grounded again. I'm just sitting here, my mind's working overtime, thinking, oh God, what can I tell you and what can I not? Have any of you got any Christmas, no, that was the wrong word, I'm looking at something that says Christmas that made me say that. Have any of you got teenage stories you want to tell? Because why should I be the only person telling the stories? I think you should share your stories as well. I think it's a bit rude to think that I should be the only person to share my stories. Who can I get on to tell? See, I don't know who I could get on to tell some stories with me, because I've asked my cousin before if she wants to come on, and she said, oh, I don't know, but that meant no. Leave that one with me. I don't think she will come on because she's a big crap bag these days, but I said to her the other day, what's happened to you? Like, you were never like this. What are you kidding on for? So, if I can get her on, we might be able to tell some stories, but it might cause a couple of arguments between the two of you, so that's the only thing. Because although we were inseparable, we did roll about fighting a few times. Families. To be fair, we're more like sisters than cousins, so maybe that, we'll put that in our defence. My light's just flickered there for the second time. I think I'm going to get a power cut tonight. I might need to finish this up quickly, because that's twice that's happened in the last half hour, something like that. Right, so in the next week, I am going to be recording, working. I'll be live quite a lot on social media. So if you look out for that, I'll try and put posts up to let you know when I'm going to go live, if any of you want to kind of come and watch or join in or whatever. I do try sometimes to do Instagram, Facebook and TikTok all together, but it doesn't always work that way, because does anybody remember the first time I tried it and I forgot to press go live on Facebook? And I'm sitting looking at the camera talking away to myself, and I'm talking to TikTok and I'm talking to Instagram and everybody, and I'm trying to look at each camera, and I'm pointing just now at each camera as if you know can see me. But And then at the end of it, I went to stop all the recordings and realised I hadn't actually pressed record on Facebook. I hadn't pressed go live, but hey, I tried. And trying is all part of it. Okay. Now, be nice, because Santa's watching. Don't be saying bad things about me. So, the next week, I will be organising. If I can get Danielle's one recorded before next Wednesday, then get her on and hopefully we can tell you what's coming in the new year. And if not, then she's rubbish. I'd put a complaint in about her. But I don't know what I'm doing. I think I have to take my mum to Costco at some point. I think that's next Tuesday. Going down to Loch Lomond on Friday to record. Tomorrow I am online shop, I think. Well, no. Tomorrow I will be, I think, ordering my oldest son's Christmas. I've still got the youngest, his birthday in. But apart from working and recording the podcast, I don't really have anything planned. Oh, let's try and get the Christmas decorations up. If I get my Christmas decorations up, I'll let you know, but not that you're that interested, you know. Who's watching I'm a Celebrity? Did anybody see how raging Talisa was when she got kicked out? I hope she does nothing to this. I mean, she won't, but you never know. I want Colleen to win, or Danny, or Alan, or Barry. Particularly in that order. I like the Revenant. I actually like them all this year. I do. The only one that really annoyed me was Dean. Then I went off Jane a wee bit. Talisa, I've never really had much of an opinion about her. I wasn't a big N-Dubs fan anyway. But yeah, I like them all. But Colleen, I really want Colleen to win because she's been through it a lot. And how much has she got stuck in? She just gets in, gets on with it, doesn't care, throws the guts about, eats whatever. I don't know how they do it. I genuinely couldn't. But I really want her to win. Barry McGuigan, I always liked him in his boxing days. Yes, I'm that old. And I like Danny from McFly. I think he's funny. And Alan is... Yeah, he's not... He's different from what I thought. I thought he was going to come in and he was going to be like dead quiet and whatever else, but he's not, and he's get stuck in and he's quite happy to get stuck in. So yeah, but I want Colleen to win. She's my number one that I want to win. After that, I'm not really fussed. Who else? The Reverend. I remember him from his singing days as well, because again, I'm that old. GK Barry, I'd only ever seen her once or twice before she went in, so I don't really know much about her, but yeah, she seems like a nice enough girl. Maura, I loved Maura in, what was she in, Love Island. I was worried that she was going to be a bit too out there when she went in, but she's not. She'd been quite, what's the word? Anyway, she'd been quieting down. Who else is still there? Otie, I wasn't sure about her either, but yeah, I quite like her. She's getting on really well in there. Who else? Who have I missed out? Is that it? I don't know. If I've missed somebody out, then obviously they've not left a lasting impression on me. That's what I can say. I mean, I'm joking. It's just that I've got menopausal brain fog. But anyway, we'll kid on. It's because of something else. Let's see. So we've got Otie, Colleen, Danny, Alan, Barry, the Reverend, GK Barry. I've missed two out. No, who's went out? Teresa's went out, Jane's went out, Dean's went out, somebody went out last night. Who went out last night? Oh, yeah, what's his name? Can't remember his name. He went out last night, so yeah, he was alright as well. I thought he was going to be funnier though, but I've still missed somebody. Maura, I spoke about her, Maura. So yes, I don't even know when it finishes. It's got to be soon, eh? Is it a week on Sunday maybe? Many's left? Eight? Nine? Eight? 8 left. Nobody's going out tonight. So I presume somebody will go out tomorrow. I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine. I'm not on deck. Ask them. Oh, please, if you can you go on to Just Us Hardies on TikTok and look at their, I think it's their latest post. They are a beautiful family from Liverpool. The Darren's daughter, Isla, she has a life-limiting disease. They were told numerous months ago she potentially had 12 months to live. I don't know what the update is on that. But they have been really, really, really badly let down by all services, to the point where Isla's having to live with her nan instead of her dad. Her dad is her primary carer, her only carer. She does go to her nan's normally at the weekend, but the last few weeks she's had to stay at her nan's permanently because Darren and Katie's her stepmum, Darren and Katie live in an up and downstairs house. So I'm presuming the nan must live in a single floored house. And because Isla's too big, too heavy or whatever to carry up and downstairs now, to go to bathroom, to go to bedroom, etc., she is having to stay with Nan, which means that Darren and Katie aren't getting that quality time with her towards the end of her life. So they are looking for people to kind of tag and share their post, try and get the media involved to see if they can get help from the correct services that are letting them down, just to get their story out there, not to ask for money. They're very against having any kind of GoFundMe rent like that set up for them. They have specified that many, many times, but they just want to be able to tell their story and tell their truth and see how Isla and the family are all being very much let down. So if everybody could please, please, please check out Just Us Hardies on TikTok. They are on Facebook and they are on Instagram as well, but they do tend to mainly post on TikTok, hence why I'm asking you to follow them on then. Please go and comment. Please go and share. Just get the word out there as much as possible. Also, they have a song out with a young singer, young rapper. You'll be able to find the song on there as well. And the song is all about Darren and Isla and Katie. It's very much a story that's been told and it's been done beautifully. They've got their video and everything of the song up. You can also download it. So if you look up, give me 2 seconds, I'm going to look up my Amazon Music. If you look up, because his name's Youngblood, but I know there's another Youngblood, so I just don't want to get it wrong. Give me 1 sec. Oh, here we go. Music Library. Songs. Right. Let me see. Sort by recently added. Apply. Right, it's called O Child. So OH Child. And Youngblood Rap. And it's all one word. So if you look up O Child or Walk in My Shoes, there's a few songs actually. You've got Dear Isla as well. Now let me see. I wonder if I can find the right song on. Let me see, sorry. Give me 1 second. Hopefully I'll be able to edit all this out. Just as Hardies. That's the wrong one. Because they've got two. So they've got two pages. One's Just Does Hardies Couture. And one's... Oh, why can I not find it? Hardies. I know why. Because we are friends. I'm rubbish at this. Right, Just Us Hardies found them. So let's find the song. Let's find the song. He put it up the other day. Single pre-order. Oh, child. So if you listen a wee bit. So if you listen for that, that will let you know what you're what song you're listening for. It's called Oh Child, and it's Youngblood rap. He has become very friendly with the family, and he has done so much for them. It's been amazing. So if you could, if you are on TikTok, if you're not on TikTok, then if you can go on to Instagram, Facebook, I think. After TikTok, the more post on Instagram, and then Facebook's maybe last, I'm not sure. But anyway, if you could, that would be amazing. They need as much support as they can get just now, because they're just being failed awfully. I don't know, not been in their situation, and I pray to God I'm never in that situation, but my heart absolutely breaks for them. And like I said, they're such a loving family. They do so much to help other people as well. Even in the situation they're in just now, they still help others, which speaks volumes of the type of family they are. Anyway, I am going to leave it at that, because I think that's a nice note to leave on. If you could give them a follow, a share, a whatever, comment, just show them some kindness, show them some love, and I'm sure they would appreciate it greatly. And I will speak to you all soon. I hope you all have a fantastic week. Enjoy any Christmas parties you might be going to. Be safe. Keep your wits about you. And enjoy. And I'll speak to you soon. Bye-bye.